It's time to go back to the Antarctic as we continue our series, Cold Blood. Following his trip to Mitchell Bluff, Taft has realised that Bowers's story about the attack on his base doesn't add up. And Bowers isn't giving anything away. Worse, a member of Taft's team has been found dead.
Cold Blood by Simon Bovey. Part 3. The Changing Man.
I spent a week on the ice with Paul last summer. He said some people thought Antarctica was the site of Atlantis. But now he knew that Atlantis was within us, and he was home.
Deep.
Yeah, well, it was cold.
Here you are. What's the occasion?
Oh, it's just a little ceremony for Paul. Sorry, boss.
No. Here, give me one of those. To Paul.
Did Bowers tell you anything?
Well, nothing helpful.
They do seem to talk a lot on his planet.
Is he still in the lab?
No. Actually, I've put him under house arrest.
You've done what?
Hammett's guarding the door. He didn't leave me a lot of choice.
Have you told BIS?
Not yet. I wanted to tell you all first, because it'll be the end of whatever research you're in the middle of.
Oh,
if we get a dingle day, the RAF can bring in a Herky from Port Stanley. It'll bring police, for sure, and probably army.
Why army?
Because I'm going to request them. We've got 6 people dead, 2 of them violently, and 6 missing. And right now, we have no facilities either to investigate or defend ourselves.
But from what?
That's the question, isn't it?
Deb, while we're waiting, I want you to go through the lab with a tooth comb, find out what Bowers was working on.
I'll do my best. Do you think they'll take us all off?
Probably. Well, at least for the investigation. I'm sorry, everyone. I wish it could be otherwise.
Be nice to see green again. New stockings. Oh, and a bottle of wine.
Yeah. Right now, I'd trade it for some answers.
Oh,
God. Bloody hell!
What the hell happened?
Oh my God, the radio!
It's dead.
So that's it then. We're on our own.
Radios in the foremost of the Conrad are knackered as well.
Isn't there an emergency shortwave anywhere?
A few components, but not a whole set.
Enough to repair one of these with?
Blimey, boss.
Can you try? It could be a month before anyone realises we've gone dark and comes to investigate. If I can at least radio another base, they can get the news out.
I'll do my best. I don't understand who do this. No one's got anything to gain from it.
So where do we start looking?
You're not thinking it's one of us?
Max, if I had a rational thought over the past 2 days, I can't remember it.
You know, boss, sir, I did wonder if someone cracked the sump on the snowcat I'd fueled up for you.
Sabotage, you mean?
Yeah. Well, I checked it the night before and it was fine. I swear it. Maybe someone didn't want you to go to Mitchell Bluff and crippled it, figuring you wouldn't risk going in the Tucker because it's got a dodgy transmission.
Why didn't you tell me this at the time?
Well, I thought you'd think I was paranoid.
So, everything's pointing one way. Bowers. But he was locked in his quarters when it happened.
Yeah, but it can't be one of us, boss. It's a good team. I mean, one or two meander to their own drummer, but hey, who doesn't now and again?
I know. Look, keep this to yourself for now, okay?
Right.
Just try and fix me a radio. And Max, quickly and quietly, before the weather comes down, rig up some lights facing the ice. All the flood you can put your hands on. Ring the station. I don't want any surprises.
You're expecting the people who did Mitchell Bluff, aren't you?
I just want to be prepared, Max. But anybody, and I mean anybody who comes across that ice, is suspect.
This is incredible. It's insane, but incredible.
Any mention of what happened at Mitchell Bluff?
Not so far, but it's pretty wired.
Hey, Deb, come and see this.
What is it?
ampules of something. Whatever it is, it's not frozen.
It must be. The fridge is set at minus 12. Oh, God, there must be dozens of them.
I saw this at Mitchell Bluff. It was in a centrifuge and there were...
We're here.
The storm's getting up, so I think we better call it a day and get back into the station.
Yeah, I've got work piling up anyway. I'll catch up with you later.
Yeah, sure thing. What was that about?
Conscientious, I guess. So, what's this?
We've just found them. Yesterday's date on them. It must be what Bowers has been working on.
Did you find out what that is?
Not exactly, but it looks like what you said it might be. A cure for leukemia. And pretty much everything else you can mention. Well, not exactly a cure. It's what he calls a stratiform prophylaxis.
In English?
I don't know all the details, but the gist of it is he's isolated an enzyme that acts as a protective film on healthy cells. Now, that means people with, say, an inoperable tumour can take incredibly powerful chemotherapy without it damaging everything else. Losing their hair, throwing up, you know. But that's scratching the surface of what it can do. It also protects against viral and bacterial attack, bruising, you name it. Its applications are breathtaking in scope. It's revolutionary.
How revolutionary?
Imagine surgery before anaesthetic.
So, if word got out to a rival company, it would make sense they'd try to get it.
Or suppress it. This could make a host of drug therapies redundant. Stuff's dynamite.
And we're holding it.
Oh, it gives you a warm feeling inside, doesn't it?
So, gather up his notes, the ampules and any other evidence of what he's doing, and let's move it into the station.
Oh, Deb, it's Max. I'm in medical. You better get over here fast.
Sorry, Deb. I didn't know what else to do. He's having a fit or something.
All right, I've got him.
What is it, a seizure?
Give me a hand here.
Yeah. Oh, what's the matter with him?
He's in arrhythmia.
What's that?
He's having a heart attack. It's probably delayed shock.
What more can we do?
Just give me room.
War in Iran. As a plume of radioactive material from the bombed nuclear weapons plant...
You sounds cheerful.
Isn't it always?
Oh, I don't know. I don't listen much. Turkey. The world's all just noises off down here.
So when you're always this exciting?
You kidding? Usually I have to break things just to give myself something to do. Oh, I tell you, it really shook me up seeing Bowers go down. I never seen anyone have a heart attack.
I've never seen a dead body before Mitchell Bluff.
Yeah, it sounded a bad scene.
Try not to think about it, or how the others have gone missing.
Well, there are a lot of places to get lost out there, Anaya. But, if you want to know my theory... We're looking in the wrong place.
What do you mean?
Alien abductions. No, seriously, it makes sense. We're isolated. No risk of witnesses. Tough, fit specimens. Well, I am anyway. It's perfect. And Bowers clearly still has a probe shoved up
yes,
his...
Yes, thanks. I get the idea.
Ahmed, do you want to turn that radio off for me? Okay. Well, you all know that we've lost radio and sat contact with the outside, but Max is working on that, aren't you, Max?
Yep, boss.
And we're confident that we'll be back in touch shortly. Look, you're all overdue an explanation of what's going on. I wish to hell I could give you one. The truth is, I don't know for sure. But I suspect that what happened to Paul and at Mitchell Bluff are connected. I think there's someone out there. Someone after what Bowers has found. So I'm putting the station on general alert, and that means a standing watch round the clock. Okay, listen. I'm issuing sidearms, a pistol or automatic rifle, depending on your weapons rating. And if you're moving round the station, stay in pairs. No one is alone. I know this is a crappy situation. I wish it wasn't. I wish I could sort it all out for you, but we'll get through it. Joe, you're quartermaster. Do you want to oversee this?
Yes, sure.
Big step.
Yeah, but everyone needed to know. Anaya, have you had any pistol training?
Actually, I trained up to the assault rifle.
Oh, not good. Max, sorry, but you two...
Oh, what am I going to do with a gun, boss? You know I couldn't hit water if I fell out of a boat.
Just keep it with you for confidence. Come on, Max, it's not the end of the world.
No, but you can see it from here.
Any progress on the radios?
All the king's horses. Whoever broke them wanted them to stay broke.
Well, I keep trying. Who's watching the monitors?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, you've hung all these lights. Now someone has to watch what's happening.
Right, okay, I get the message. I'll go tool up.
So, how are you doing?
I'm okay.
I felt you'd been avoiding me.
I've been busy.
Right. Yeah, you know, what happened between us on the ice...
You don't have to do this. I'm old enough to take rejection.
No, I was just... Anaya, look. You're very attractive.
But
it's me, okay?
Oh, please.
No, you don't understand.
No. Well, if it's all right with you, I don't want to understand. Excuse me, I'll get my side out.
Well, that went well, Nat.
How are you feeling now?
Hungry.
I'll order you something. But first, I'd like to examine you again.
I might be under arrest, but that doesn't give you the right to treat me like a lab rat.
Let's get one thing straight. I'm a doctor. I don't examine anyone unless they're sick or dead. Having a heart attack suggests you're definitely one and could soon be the other. So as you haven't got anywhere else to go right now, maybe you could take your shirt off for me, hmm?
That's an interesting bedside manner. Though, I imagine it wouldn't be too popular in the real world.
Well, this is as real as it gets.
Quite a temper.
Breathe in, please. And out.
Good. You're out of place here, Doctor. You're, what, 40?
38.
My apologies. Though, at that age, shouldn't you be at the height of your profession? A consultant at a city hospital, perhaps?
A little conventional. You've lost a lot of hair from your torso since you came in. Sorry, cold fingers?
No. Warm. Sign of passionate nature.
Push against my hands, please. Good.
So, why Antarctica? You're an attractive, intelligent woman. You must have had many avenues of advancement open to you.
From here on in, the less you have to say, the happier I'll be.
I meant it as a compliment.
Your skin is very grey. It's also very thin.
I've been out of the sun a long time, Doctor. Oh, may I call you Deborah?
Doctor's fine. We've all been out of the sun. But I don't have blood vessels visible like this. And if you must know, I came here on a research commission into long-term light deprivation, so don't tell me about being out of the sun. Can you cough for me, please? Thank you. Okay, I'd like you to try and rest. You've been through a lot.
Doctor, I'm fine. Never better.
In my experience, many of the challenges here are more mind and emotion than muscle and bone. They need time to recover as well. I'll just take some blood.
Blood?
If you've had a heart attack, there'll be certain enzymes present that will confirm it.
Yes. You can take some blood.
Sorry. You have some bruising on your arm I didn't see.
I'm fine.
Do you have any trouble sleeping?
Only from ideas.
Look, the severe cold and prolonged darkness here causes insomnia and depression in roughly half the people that overwinter. Sometimes this leads to anger and paranoia.
What's called big eye, yes, I am aware of it. You're fishing, Dr. Deborah, and I'm insulted.
No, believe me, I've wanted to kill people. And after 5 months locked in with Hamid's halitosis, there isn't a jury in the world that would convict me. It's an occupational hazard that was recognised early on. One of the first American expeditions here brought 2 coffins and 12 straitjackets with them. And there are only 14 in the team. That's what I call preparing for the worst.
The curtain of blackness that has fallen on our world of icy desolation hourly soaks a little more colour from our blood.
Very poetic.
Not mine. Frederick Cook, one of the first explorers here.
Well, it's very apt, as your blood is very thin. In fact, you're anemic.
Show me. Well, if we come to Antarctica to change the world, we must expect it to change us. Is that why you came? To change. They say few who come here return the same.
So I hear.
Or were you running away? What was it? A failed love affair? Or that feistiness of yours closed the doors to advancement?
Something like that.
And here... you found something better than the abandoned dreams and narrowing choices of home. I understand. I really do. You feel alive here. Every second is felt in a way as it never did before.
Yes.
And where is home now?
Nowhere.
But Haven't you made it here? In this cold place?
Wave your arms about.
Say again?
Wave your arms, I want to check the sensors. Oh, wow, yes. Let there be light.
Max, I'm bloody freezing.
Yeah, thanks, Joel. You and Rod can come in now.
Yeah, Roger.
Cool. Motion sensors.
Hey, all this and I do a day job.
Any chance of fixing the satellite receiver so I can get some up-to-date Met information?
Oh, it's cactus.
What?
Prickly subject. Beyond my capabilities to fix, but macho law prevents me from admitting it.
Here, tell me to push off if I'm snooping, but everything all right with you and the boss? It felt a little icy between you earlier.
You've known him a long time, haven't you?
Well, I've been here a couple of tours, so about 5 years.
Keeps himself to himself, doesn't he?
Yeah, he can be remote, yeah. He's the boss, and I'd follow him into fire, you understand. But he's toasted.
And in Earth speak, that would be?
Been here way too long. He's an old Antarctic explorer, and he don't know much else. You realise he's been here longer than Scott and Shackleton put together?
Really?
Yeah. You've got to make allowances. Your outside world and the way you do things in real life don't work here. It's pretty arcane, really. But you'll get it. After the winter, you'll have old Antarctic explorer status as well.
Great. I don't have to grow a beard, do I?
It's optional.
Ah, I wondered when you'd come.
How are you feeling?
Confined.
Well, maybe we can do something about that.
I'm listening.
Forget our history for a minute. You've led a team, so you know what that means. People look to you. They rely on you to make the right decisions. Now, I brought you in here because, given the information I had at the time, it seemed the right call. But, well, help me out. Give me something. Then maybe I can find you somewhere to work in the station.
Pretty speech.
Look, if you're running from someone, I can protect you. We're on general alert. Sidearms have been issued. No one's coming here who doesn't belong.
None of us belong. That's the problem.
No, the problem is I've lost a man. Paul. Remember Paul? He helped you start up the lab. He's been murdered. So whatever's going on involves me now.
He sought the secrets of the pole, and now
And
he's...
now he sees the secrets of God. Yeah, yeah, enough with the fortune cookie crap. You've got to start giving me something.
Or?
To hell with you.
Still hauling that baggage around with you?
This has got nothing
to... That's why you came here in the first place, isn't it? To forget. And it's a common theme among your team. Have you realised that? But this isn't a place to escape from something. This is a place to learn new things about yourself.
No? And what insight have you received?
Not yet. Not yet. But soon.
Is someone here helping you? The person who broke the radios?
If you're expecting some dark night of the soul producing a confession, then I'm sorry to disappoint you.
No. Repentance isn't your style.
We are who we choose to be.
All right, Bowers. Perhaps your journals will tell me what I need to know.
What?
Well, everything must be in there, and as you can't help me, I have no choice.
They are my property.
You'll get them back, eventually. Oh, and whoever broke the radios missed one. A spare, you know, for emergencies. A Hercules transport is on its way. Should be here in an hour or two.
You're lying.
I told you. You're on my turf now, and what I say goes. I just wanted to give you a chance to do yourself some good. But now, well, you can save it for the police on the Falklands.
You won't get me there.
What does that mean?
The genie's out of the bottle. Nothing will put it back again.
What's out there?
Vengeance.
I'll get you when the plane's here.
Nathaniel! Nathaniel! Nathaniel!
I've been reading Bauer's journal, and something in there made me look again at the blood from Paul's neck. And look. This is the sample you brought back from Mitchell Bluff.
So what am I looking at?
Oh, here. And here. You see?
The silver around the platelets.
Right. It's an antifreeze.
Probably off the floor of the hangar.
Then how did it get to Mitchell Bluff?
It's wrong way round. It came here. This isn't an ethanol. It's a sugar. It's organic. And I've never seen anything like it before.
So where did it come from?
Bauer's journals go back several years. So I've only just read this, but when he first came here, before McMurdo, he was involved in research for NASA.
I remember, yeah. The first Mars mission.
And beyond that, he was at the forefront of development in ways to protect the astronauts from radiation and cryogenic life support.
Which means you need an antifreeze.
But more specifically, you need an anti-cell freeze. Something that will stop the water inside individual cells from freezing, killing them, but that will still enable you to lower a person's temperature so cellular activity is kept at a minimum. And he found it. The spin-off is it protects the cells from everything else as well.
Where did he find it?
Ice fish. And from what I can gather, they're getting harder for him to find. And this is where the journal starts to get a little hinky. There's a lot in there about how we're screwing up the continent. I have to say I agree with much of it, but when he gets into only the perfectly adapted belong here, man is like a disease on the planet and she can no longer protect herself, he loses me.
So he's found something amazing that could save millions, but we're also destroying it and the habitat it comes from.
It's irony that's almost too much to bear.
You've painted a picture, now put it in the frame.
I found the antifreeze you've just seen in both blood samples and the serums in the Rosca lab and in the fish. I don't know what happened at Mitchell Bluff, but...
You think he had something to do with Paul's death? Right.
Nat, wait! I can't be sure. We need hard evidence.
We're arse deep in evidence. It's about time you found out where it's pointed.
I won't crucify a man on the basis of a hunch.
Then hold the nails while I do it.
Nat, you're just getting back at him for Lauren. And nothing is going to bring her back. I'm sorry, Nat. Just let me run some more tests, okay?
What just happened there?
Tough love.
Hi. I thought you'd want to see the latest weather.
What, you got the satellite link working?
No, it's just from the weather station. Sorry.
Low pressure, gales, minus 38... Another lovely day. Couldn't get a plane in here, even if I could call one up. A drink?
Yeah, thanks.
Only got one glass. You'll have to share. Well, sit down if you can find somewhere.
Do you really think he did it?
The man's a self-made bastard. But a killer? I don't know.
That's strong.
You'll find vodka is Deb's answer to all life's ills. And I have to say, it works. Cheers.
That's not like you.
What? Drinking?
Self-pity.
That's a hell of a presumption.
Is it?
You think you know because of something Deb said, but believe me, you don't.
Fine. It's none of my business.
You're damn right.
I should get back to see her.
No, sit down. Drink with me, for God's sake. Look, now, maybe you've got a right to know.
You don't have to tell me.
No, I want to. Lauren was... Well, we were going to get married. We'd only known each other, what, 3 weeks when I proposed. We just knew... We talked about starting a family, our life together, and things were good. Then Bowers, he was involved in some grand research scheme, and he wanted me in on it, and I took the job. Of course, he met Lauren, and he fell in love with her. She was that kind of a woman. You couldn't help yourself. Pretty quickly, I suspected they were having an affair. She denied it, and I said some things I'm not proud of. I told Bowers to leave her alone. He wouldn't. And it got ugly.
I'm sorry.
I know you are. You do that.
Do I?
It's what I first noticed about you. The quiet, apologetic way you have. That's why what happened on the ice, it wasn't you, it was me. I put myself in emotional cold storage down here.
I think you're wrong.
Well, you didn't know me before.
I know that you can talk about something very painful and flirt with me at the same time. That's not a man who's cold.
Mr. Bowers! I brought you some dinner, Mr. Bowers! Oh, crap. Deb, it's Max. Bowers is freaking out again. It's all right, Mr. Bowers. Deb will soon be...
Sorry, Max. Sorry. What are you doing?
Nothing personal.
Help someone. Bowers is gone.
He completely suckered me.
No, it's not your fault. I forced his hand. I told him I'd radioed a Herky to take him off.
We searched everywhere. He's not on the station. Hamid said 5 minutes after the alarm went, the lights came on outside. He isn't sure, but he thought he saw someone moving fast. If he's out there without winter gear, he'll be dead within the hour.
No, he won't.
Of course he won't.
What do you mean? No,
I told you I had more tests to do. Well, I've got your evidence. Bowers definitely killed Paul. The same antifreeze is in his blood.
In Bowers' blood?
Yeah.
Then he has been experimenting on himself.
There's no question. It gets more weird. He also experimented with splicing ice fish stem cells into human cells. Literally changing the nucleus. He's genetically engineered himself to withstand freezing conditions.
Oh, come on, Deb, that's impossible.
Before I read his journals, I'd have agreed with you. You can't reverse engineer a cell. Once it's formed, it is what it is. But he's done it. That's why he had no frostbite the night he walked in.
It still doesn't explain why he killed Paul.
Yes, it does. And his team at Mitchell Bluff.
Well?
You're not going to like this.
Well, what's to like so far?
Iron. Normally, blood is full of it. But Bowers has hardly any. His blood's being replaced by a simple solution like that in the fish.
In fish?
Mm.
That's why he's anemic.
And why at first glance it looked like leukemia. But, like everyone else, he still needs iron for metabolic processes. There's not enough stored in the liver for this, so... he needed their blood.
What?
He drank it?
He's changing at a cellular level and faster than anything I've ever seen. His body can't keep up and that's why he had a heart attack.
Changing into what?
A chimera. A monster with genetic material from two different species. Frankly, God only knows what he's becoming. If he...
What the hell happened to the lights?
And now he's hunting us.
And you can join the hunt at the same time tomorrow, if you're feeling brave enough. Cold Blood was written by Simon Bovey. The programme was produced by Mark Beebe and featured Stuart McLaughlin, Helen Longworth and Diddy Del Fatty, Tim McMullen and Tom Mannion.